Okay, so I'm going to present to you my analysis examining the role of partner characteristics on the relationship between marijuana use and condom non-use within African-American adolescent girls. And I particularly want to acknowledge my co-authors, David Celentano and Jonathan Ellen, because for some reason their names were left out of the abstract program and they made significant contributions to this work. So marijuana is a widely reported risk factor for STDs. People have inferred that getting high causes you to not use a condom when you otherwise would have if you were not intoxicated or disinhibited by the drug. So in response, cognitive behavioral interventions targeting STD risk have focused on reducing drug use at the time of sex. However, there's very little evidence to suggest that marijuana is disinhibiting at the time of sex. Studies that have looked at event-specific marijuana use and condom use have not found that condoms are used less often when marijuana is used before sex. So what might account for this global association between marijuana use and condom non-use if studies at the event level have shown no association? Well, marijuana may be a marker for risk. So one possibility may be individual factors. For example, personality traits such as sensation-seeking or impulsivity might drive risk behavior, such that substance use and condom non-use co-occur. However, another possibility is that marijuana is a marker for partner characteristics. We know that peers are one of the most robust risk factors for adolescent marijuana use, and we also know that partners play a significant role in condom use, where partner characteristics such as partner age, partner's drug use, and type of partner are highly associated with condom use. So it may be that that marijuana use is a marker for having a partner whose characteristics are correlated with being at risk for an STD. So the objective of the study was to examine whether having a drug-using sex partner is associated with condom use independent of girls' marijuana use and personality traits. In other words, we wanted to examine whether partner characteristics, specifically partner drug use, predicted condom non-use over and above individual behavior, specifically a girl's marijuana use. So we looked within girls over time to hold those personality traits constant and look at the moving parts, which were individual marijuana use and partner characteristics. We had three hypotheses. First, that there would be variation in girls' drug use over time, specifically marijuana use over time. Second, that this variation would correspond with changes in partner drug use. And third, that the variation in partner drug use would be associated with variation in girls' condom use. To do this, we used data from the Perceived Risk Study. This study enrolled almost 300 girls who were aged 14 to 19 at enrollment. They were recruited from two urban health clinics in Baltimore, Maryland, specifically an adolescent medicine clinic and a city health department STD clinic. They were followed prospectively for 3 years, and the principal investigator was Jonathan Ellen. So this study was designed to look at within subject changes over time. So every 6 months, girls were asked about their behavior in the previous 3 months. They were asked if they used marijuana, they were asked to name all of their sex partners in the previous 3 months, and about whether they used condoms with each of these partners specifically. So there were 7 study visits, and the cohort completed a median of 6 visits. The majority of girls who were lost before the six-month visit. So among those girls completing the six-month visit, there was 85% retention to 36 months. The core measures for this analysis were first marijuana use, girls' marijuana use, defined as use or no use in the 3 months preceding the interview. Then partner drug use. Girls were asked, did this partner ever use drugs, including marijuana, yes or no? Here, it's important to note that drug use was only asked of most recent main partners, so the analysis was restricted to that type of partner. Then lastly, consistent condom use, defined as 100% of partner-specific condom-protected sex acts in the 3 months preceding the interview. Sex here could be either vaginal or anal, and this was 100% versus less than 100%. So the demographics of the cohort at baseline, they were on average 17.6 years at enrollment, almost entirely African American. Mean age at sexual debut was 14.2 years. Their median lifetime number of sex partners was 5. 53% reported having used marijuana in the last 3 months at baseline. This is higher than estimates that have been shown from national school-based surveys. And 31% reported having a history of an STI at baseline, which is again high, but remembering that half these girls were recruited from an STD clinic. So now I'm going to present results. We did find variation in marijuana use. So 13% of girls were consistently reported having used marijuana in the 3 months preceding the interview. However, 52% reported at some visits having used in the previous 3 months, but at other visits having not used. So they were inconsistent users. And 35% reported no use at any of their visits. We also found variation in partner drug use characteristics. So 24% of all of girls reported that all of their sex partners were drug users. However, 65% reported having both drug using and non-drug using partners, remembering again that these girls were followed over 3 years, so they accumulated partners, so some of which were drug users and others that were non-drug users for 65% of the girls. And 11% reported that none of their partners had ever used drugs. Okay, so now you'll be looking at results from our random intercept logistic regression models. These were run using GLAM in Stata software. The first model examines the association between partner drug use and marijuana use in the previous 3 months. The unadjusted odds ratio indicates that a girl was 3.74 times more likely to report recent marijuana use if her partner was a drug user. And then adjusting for some strong confounders, which included age at baseline, number of sex partners, and alcohol use in the previous 3 months, the adjusted odds ratio indicates that a girl is almost 3 times more likely to report marijuana use when she has a drug-using sex partner. So next, we examine the association between partner drug use and condom use with that sex partner. I apologize for the typo. So the unadjusted odds ratio for consistent condom use with that partner, remembering this is partner specific, was 0.53, indicating that girls are almost half as likely to report using condoms consistently when they have a drug using partner. And then again, adjusting for some strong confounders, including age at baseline, condom use at first sex with that partner, and alcohol use in the previous 3 months, the adjusted odds ratio is virtually unchanged at 0.54. We then looked at the association between a girl's marijuana use and her reports of consistent condom use. So the unadjusted association indicates an odds ratio of 0.66. So if a girl herself changes from a marijuana user to a non-user, she's 34% less likely to have used condoms consistently. When we added partner drug use to the model, you can see that the association between a girl's marijuana use and consistent condom use is no longer statistically significant. And the adjusted odds ratio is 0.81 and now crosses the null. So we can infer that partner drug use is confounding the association between marijuana use and condom use in this model. I'm at conclusions. So in conclusion, we found that having a drug-using partner was associated with both using marijuana and not using condoms, independent of girls' personality traits. So in other words, partner drug use predicted condom use over and above individual marijuana use behavior. So there were limitations to the analysis. Partner drug use was ever used drugs, so we can't be sure that the sex partner was a current marijuana user during the relationship. And unlike condom use, marijuana use was not measured in a partner-specific manner, so we don't know that girls used marijuana specifically with this partner. There are issues with temporality. All three measures, partner drug use, girls' marijuana use, and condom use, were measured simultaneously. So we can't distinguish selection from adaptation. In other words, does concordance result from girls choosing drug-using partners, or are girls adapting to the drug-using behaviors of their partner? And lastly, marijuana use was dichotomized as use or no use. And adaptation and selection processes may differ by levels of use, so light users versus heavy users. So the significance of the study is that these findings suggest that interventions should target partner context in addition to individual behavior. Reducing marijuana use is not likely to reduce STD risk. And future interventions should address sexual networks. So changing attitudes about sex partner selection and providing information at either the individual or community level. Or in addition, changing context, reducing accessibility, availability, acceptability of drug using partners. So more structural interventions. Thank you.